What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to breaking free from the digital shackles and reclaiming your focus. Let's be real, you know that feeling when you wake up in the morning and instinctively reach for your phone? Before even a sip of coffee, you're already scrolling through social media, checking emails, maybe even getting sucked into a quick gaming session. It's like our phones have become these invisible magnets pulling us in, leaving us craving just one more notification. That's exactly what we're diving into today. Why your phone feels like an irresistible addiction and how to break the cycle. Don't worry, it's not about ditching your device altogether, though that might be tempting. It's about understanding the brain chemistry at play and developing healthy habits that empower you, not control you. So buckle up, because we're going on a journey to reclaim your focus and rediscover the joy of being present in the real world. Here are 5 key takeaways that will unlock the secrets behind your phone addiction. 1. The dopamine rush. Ever notice how refreshing that notification sound is? That little burst of dopamine, a feel-good chemical in your brain, gets released every time you get a new message or like. It's a powerful reward system designed to keep us coming back for more. Think of it like a casino slot machine that intermittent reward keeps you hooked and wanting another spin. 2. FOMO is real. We're constantly bombarded with curated snippets of other people's lives, making us feel like we're missing out on something amazing. This fear of missing out, or FOMO, can trigger anxiety and a relentless need to stay connected, even when it's not serving us. Remember, those highlight reels don't represent reality. 3. The comparison trap. Social media often presents a distorted view of success, beauty, and happiness. It's easy to get caught in the comparison game, feeling inadequate or envious of others. This constant self-comparison can be incredibly draining and fuel our need for validation through likes and comments. 4. The scroll hole is deep. Let's face it, scrolling is a slippery slope. 1 minute you're checking the news, the next you're down a rabbit hole of cat videos and questionable conspiracy theories. Those endless feeds are designed to keep us engaged for as long as possible, hijacking our attention span and leaving us feeling exhausted and depleted. 5. You are more than your phone. It's easy to get lost in the digital world, forgetting about the richness and beauty of real-life experiences. Remember that you have passions, hobbies, relationships, and goals beyond your phone screen. We connect with what truly matters and prioritize those things over constant digital stimulation. Think back to a time when you were completely absorbed in something offline, reading a captivating book, having a deep conversation with a friend, or simply enjoying the serenity of nature. How did it feel? It probably felt incredibly fulfilling and present. That's the power of focusing on experiences outside the digital realm. Now, let me share a story that might resonate with you. Imagine Sarah, a college student juggling classes, assignments, and a part-time job. She feels constantly overwhelmed by her workload and finds herself reaching for her phone as a way to escape the stress. But every time she does, she ends up feeling more anxious and unproductive. Eventually, she realizes that her phone is becoming a crutch, preventing her from truly engaging with her studies or enjoying her free time. She decides to implement some strategies to regain control, like setting specific times for checking social media and dedicating certain hours to completely disconnecting. The result? Sarah feels less stress, more focused, and rediscovers the joy of being present in her life. So, remember this. You have the power to break free from your phone addiction. It's not about eliminating technology altogether, it's about establishing a healthy relationship with it. Start by implementing these key takeaways: reduce mindless scrolling, set boundaries, prioritize offline experiences, and reconnect with your passions. The journey might take time, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more focused, more present, and more in control of your life. Remember, you're not just a phone user, you're an amazing human being with so much to offer the world. So go out there, disconnect, and live fully. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little digital detox inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.